Yeah.
Nobody wants it then.
What do you call milk when it's just beginning to turn sour?
Not clabber.
No, before clabber.
Blackie.
Mm-hmm. And then if you take clabber and put it in a bag and dip it in boiling water and hang it up?
Well, you've got your... I don't like it and won't eat it. But the wife's crazy about it. Let's see. Cottage cheese. Cheese? Is that what you're talking about? Cottage cheese?
Yeah.
I don't like it at all, but you see, our mother always made a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I never would eat it.
Do you all call that cottage cheese or just cheese?
No, that was cottage cheese. Now, they had a way of making cheese out of milk, you know.
Did your mother take your wife take fruit and make a pie out of it, but don't bake it in two shells, bake it in a dish about that deep?
Yeah. Cobbler?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Best pie there is.
Did she make anything to pour over the top of that?
I'm sure that she has done that. Icing? You're not talking about an icing?
No, nothing that heavy. Well, this might be something you might use, something like this with rice pudding or maybe a cake. Liquid.
Well, actually, all I ever saw, all I know anything about that, it would do. They take the white of eggs and beat it into them, put a little sugar in it, make a good thick, they call it icing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the fourth pouring
of
liquid.
That would get stiff, though, wouldn't it?
Huh?
So that would get stiff.
No, it don't need to get stiff. It can be just, not at all. It stays just as soft and nice as anything you ever ate. Unless it's cooked, you can cook it too long and make it stiff.
Mm-hmm.
But the liquid you're talking about, I don't know anything, I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
If we use it at all, I'm not using it.
Frosting.
A what?
Sauce?
A salt would go over meat, but never over a cake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's different kinds of
salt.
You could put a salt over a cake.
I guess so, but as far as I know, my folks never did. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. What did you call food that you'd eat between meals?
Snack.
Mm-hmm.
Always go in and get a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they call it now?
Yeah.
Brunch.
Brunch.
Between breakfast and lunch,
yeah,
they go in and have brunch.
Combination of the two, huh?
Yeah, that's a combination of the two, and that's a new term for me. I didn't even know what they meant when I started talking it.
Say, I'm going to turn this off for a minute.
Too solid.
Well, let's see. When your wife gets out the coffee pot, you say she's going to...
Beg your pardon now?
When your wife gets out the coffee pot, you say she's going to...
When my wife...
When she gets the coffee pot out?
Oh, yeah, she's going to brew coffee.
Uh-huh. And if you're thirsty, you might come in and ask for a...
Drink.
Uh-huh. What would this mean?
What would it mean?
Yeah, you'd get a...
I'd get a glass of water, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
And when it was empty, you'd say, thank you, I...
When it was emptied, thank you, I had plenty.
Uh-huh. Someone said, did you pour it out? And you'd say, no, I didn't pour it out. I
drank it.
Uh-huh.
Listen, there's not. Let me
got it here. Say, that's a gem over there.
That's big enough, isn't it?
By George.
That'll hold a half a bushel.
Uh-huh. And if you're asking someone to join you at the table, he comes over there, you'd say?
If you come to the table, I'd have a seat.
Uh-huh. And then when he got up there, you'd say, I see you have...
I see you have, with reference to eating.
Well, he's not standing, but he's sitting, so you say, I see you.
What would I say then? Well, let's see now. I really don't know. Just what I would.
What would you say if you didn't care for any more food? Someone said, no. Or something that you didn't particularly care for, and he passed it to you at the table?
I'd say, no, thank you, I'm finished. Or, are you going to help me my